Welcome, everyone. This is the Board of Adjustment meeting. It's a five-member board appointed by the mayor. It's responsibility of the board to interpret the city's zoning ordinance as they apply to special uses and variances. Each member has had an opportunity to go out and visit the site in question and usually comes prepared to make a decision at the meeting. Could I have a roll call, please?
Falk.
Here.
Gallagher.
Here.
Johnson. Spranger.
Here.
Gallagher.
Here. The board is, wait a minute here, I'm a little ahead of myself. The minutes of the November 13th, would someone make a motion to approve those?
So moved.
Is there a second? Would you call the roll, Lisa?
Falk.
Yes.
Gallagher.
Yes.
Spranger.
Yes.
Gallagher.
Yes. The board to hold a public hearing on the following items. Case number 14-091 at 2123 53rd Avenue. It's an A2 district, proposed C5. The request is for a special use for a drive-up banking facility submitted by KGRD of Green Bay, LLC. Is there an affidavit of publication?
Yes, there is.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The site is located in the area of Falcon Avenue and 53rd Avenue, directly west of the new McDonald's site on 53rd. The site will be developed with a new credit union. As part of that credit union, there will be a drive-up banking facility. That portion of the facility, the drive-up banking facility, requires a special use before proceeding to the site plan with the Planning and Zoning Commission as well as the City Council. So tonight the consideration is to whether or not a drive-up banking facility will be allowed at the site. Drive-up banking facility will be located on the west side as it's shown, and it is highlighted in either brown or green depending on which display you're looking at. Traffic pattern on the site will be circulated in a counterclockwise manner. The site contains 1.37 acres, has 230 feet of frontage on 53rd Avenue. The site is currently being rezoned to C5 office transitional, which is what the adjoining neighbors have always said they would like to see developed up in this area, office transitional rather than the much higher commercial uses that we've seen prior to this. So the zoning is actually in accordance with what staff has heard from surrounding neighbors that they wanted to see happen up here. Considerable landscaping will be added to the rear of the site in between the property and the adjoining residential neighborhood. Building will be approximately 140 feet away from the nearest residential structure. And that structure is down in here. Of course, it's located much farther to the south, about 140 feet separating that from the back of the facility. The banking facility will keep the normal business hours. Only the ATM will be accessible 24 hours a day. As shown in the staff report, staff determined that the plan does meet the 9 requirements that are mandatory for the special use for the drive-up bank facility, and staff does recommend approval of the special use for the drive-up banking facility. As I said, the site plan and many of the numerous details containing about how this is going to be developed will be determined at the Planning and Zoning and the City Council. What you're seeing this evening is a concept plan to give you an idea of how the site will develop. I believe that summarizes the request. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, John. Is there anyone here wishing to speak in favor of this request? Seeing none, is there anyone wishing to speak in opposition to this request?
Hello, my name is Anthony Ziskoski, and I live at 5200 Dove Court, which is the property directly to the south. We have about 50% coverage of that property, and I had three concerns that I wanted to discuss. The first off, overall, I think the use of the property, you know, definitely makes sense. I think it's just a concern with the drive-up facility and the impact to our neighborhood for that. So the first one is from a fencing perspective. The McDonald's currently has an 8-foot fence from the direct elevation, and that's what we would request, would be, you know, that same amount of coverage. I think the minimum is 6 feet, but I think McDonald's has made a concession of 8-foot, and it really minimizes the impact of the traffic to that property. And we definitely have the concern over the fact that the actual building and the 53rd Street itself is at a much higher elevation than where our current property line is. So we want it to be based off of the actual elevation of the building or 53rd Avenue, not over where the actual building itself is. The second one is the drive-through itself. So currently, as proposed, the lights of the incoming traffic are shining directly into our houses. So our proposal for that would be to relocate it to the northeast corner of the lot. That's the same concession that was made for McDonald's as well, to mitigate the impact to the neighborhoods, the neighbors there, as well as that should improve the queue structure as well of the drive-through. Right now, if it does get backed up, that could potentially interfere with the traffic on 53rd, which would not be desired. And the third one would just be the overall, the berm or the water runoff from that side of, I'm not sure what the intended use is, but we definitely get a lot of water runoff off of that. So we want to make sure that from the planning site that along with the fence, however that is determined, that it mitigates all that water runoff that comes onto our property today.
Thank you, sir. Anything else?
And those are the main concerns.
Thank you. It looks in the diagram that there is a dotted line before the trees. Is that a fence that's going to put in there?
That's simply denoting the setback line.
Setback line, okay.
I have a question.
Go ahead.
Sure. Our question here tonight has nothing to do with the rest of the site planning, is that correct? We're only here to deal with the question of a drive-up structure?
I think that's correct. How the berming will be established, how the landscaping will be established, fencing requirements, things like that, are things that are mandated through the site plan process.
But the location of the
The drive-up facility is something under your purview.
Right.
You say the location, do you mean where it's located in relationship to this unknown building, or just are we approving a drive-up facility?
Ultimately, you're approving a drive-up facility.
And then
yes or no.
Plan and Zone Commission is going to have to decide whether this pattern is acceptable and whether or not there's enough, you know, all of the backup for stacking and the rest of the stuff is really part of the site plan.
Mr. Chairman.
That's my question, I guess.
I seem to think that it is under your purview to take a look at it and see if it is a good working location also. That should be part of the criteria you use in whether it's approved or not.
I can see the gentleman's concern with headlights flash or coming to their property. And if it were on the other side, the headlights would be facing out onto the main street.
Well, and if you look at the Accentra Credit Union, their drive-through is a east-west drive-through. It's on the corner of 18th and 53rd. Their drive-through is on the south side of the building, and they go through east-west, not north-south. If you move your map over, you can see it.
Can see.
Right through there.
Oh, nice arrow.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah. It's also adjoining commercial property.
There's no houses. There's there won't be, with Accenture, there's no headlights flashing into a residential window, is what we're saying.
Mm-hmm. Is there an elevation plan for this property area?
No, that's required at site plan time.
My name is Kevin Kellner. I'm with KGRD Green Bay LLC. We don't have a problem flipping the drive up to the other side. That's fine. And as far as the other questions, which I think are more site plan questions, those aren't going to be issues either. We're going to have stormwater detention, which is going to have to drain to the north. So all the water will be collected and taken to the north. And as far as the fencing, what I would tell the neighboring properties is if they're all in agreement, because I think there's fence now on part of that, right?
Well,
Not on the property.
Right. Rather than building two fences, if you can get everybody to agree, we'll put up a new 8-foot. That's fine.
That would replace our fence? Or?
Well, I don't see a reason to have two fences a foot apart. So.
Yeah, both property owners here.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. If you guys are in agreement, we'll put up a new 8-foot fence across the whole thing.
Why don't they vote on it?
Okay.
That sounds like a reasonable decision to be made.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So we'll just flip it over to the other side. My thought is we can flip it over to the other side.
Right.
As far as the circulation, they can take care of that.
You could make your recommendation for approval of a drive-up banking facility on the east side of the building.
Would someone like to make that
recommendation? I'll make that motion.
Okay, you want to read it again or anything?
Well, I'd move that we approve the drive-up facility as long as it's on the east side of the building and subject to the approval as far as the site plan and circulation is concerned.
And also that an 8-foot fence would be included at the rear of the property? He agreed to that.
We'll work with him.
I mean, I'm not opposed to putting it in there, but I don't know that it's part of our purview.
Okay. Is there a second to that motion?
I'll second that.
Okay. Would you call the roll, Lisa?
Falk.
Yes.
Gallagher.
Yes.
Spranger.
Yes.
Hollinger.
Yes. Case number 14-091 at 2123 53rd Avenue has been approved. Case number 14-092 at 2125 Devil's Glen Road is an R2 district. It's a request for a variance to reduce the required setback for an on-premise identification sign from 15 feet to 7 feet submitted by Ray LaFrenz of the Pleasant Valley School District. Is there an affidavit of publication?
Yes, there is. Mr. Chairman, board members, this site involves the Riverdale Elementary School. Its main entrance is at the intersection of Pleasant Drive and Devil's Glen Road, and this being Middle Road. A new exit for this facility was added and a parking lot reconfiguration was done this summer. And as part of that parking lot reconfiguration, the school's main sign was eliminated. Originally, the school sign located right here was in a triangular shaped island. That island has been removed. Much more parking has been added. The lot reconfigured for traffic patterns. And therefore, they are requesting to place a new sign at the location you're seeing here. If approved, that location will be approximately 70 feet removed from the main entrance and almost 50 feet back from the paved portion of Devil's Glen Road. The main issue regarding the sign's placement is a deviation of the front property line as you come close to this main entrance. Throughout most of this, the front property line runs right along Devil's Glen, but then it deviates here and then it comes back again. Staff surmises that originally there was some intent of perhaps placing a approach lane into the school. That was never done. There are no plans to do so, and Devil's Glen Road has been reconfigured and is at the state that it's anticipated to be at for some time. Had this line not deviated and remained parallel to Devil's Glen, the chosen location for the sign would be allowed without a variance. So it's only the deviation of that property line that's causing the issue here. Staff applauds the school district for its efforts to address the vehicle stacking issues with the parking lot reconfiguration. For a long time, there's been problems with cars stacking up onto Devil's Glen Road, and it has made a marked improvement on that. Staff feels that the applicant has demonstrated a hardship as related to placing their school sign back at the chosen location. And if allowed, this will be a mock-up of what the sign will look like, very much like some of the other signs that they now have within the school district. I believe that summarizes the issue. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. Is there an affidavit of publication, John?
Yes, there is.
Okay. Is there anyone here wishing to speak in favor of this request?
You want to
go to the podium, sir, and state your name and that?
I'm Jim Jarvis with Acme Sign. I'd be happy to answer any questions you have about the new signage, which is matching the other schools that Pleasant Valley is going through with right now.
Does anyone have a question for Jim?
Not a question.
Okay.
Thank you, sir.
Yep.
Would someone like to make a motion?
I'll make a motion that we approve case number 140092 at 2125 Dells Glen Road to approve the variance for the placement of the sign.
Is there a second?
A second.
There's been a motion and a second. Would you call the roll, Lisa?
Falk?
Yes.
Gallagher?
Yes.
Springer?
Yes.
Gallagher?
Yes. Case number 14-092 at 2125 Devil's Glen Road has been approved. Is any other business, John?
Mr. Chairman, I think on behalf of staff, I just want to thank you all for another year of your service to the community on the board. It's always a pleasure to work with you, and hope you all have a very good Christmas.
The same to you, too.
Same to you. Thank you.
Same thank
to all
you.
Three of you. Yes. Thank you. Is there a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Second.
Second.
Third.